Yes, Chris, game over, and the final score in Rugby Championship 2 was Limavady 32, Ballymoney 15, the home team outscoring the visitors by 5-2. Certainly a very, very good result as far as the Limavady team are concerned, because, as I said earlier, Ballymoney are sitting third in this league. Limavady's had an up-and-down season, but certainly after today, I think they'll be very pleased with their performance. Weather conditions were well nigh perfect, as I said, and it's now, of course, the temperature's starting to drop, but the pitch was in very good condition, and with a bit of sunshine and certainly no wind, it made for great playing conditions. It was Ballymoney who actually took the lead after 5 minutes when their centre, James Cleland, converted a penalty. And 8 minutes later, Limavady got back on board and really dominated the rest of the half. They had a 5-metre line-out, which you saw a good drive, and number 8, Daniel Irvine, went over. Out-half Peter Wilson was wide with the conversion. 2 minutes later, straight from the kick-off, Limavady countered left, and centre William McCleary made a great break, but off second phase, out-half Matthew Hazlett went over, Wilson converting, so the home side led by 10 points to 3. 3 minutes later, Limavady came back again strongly, and good passing saw their big wing forward Sam Mackey go over in the corner, making it 17 points to 3. Despite having a couple of opportunities before half-time, Limavady failed to convert, so 17-3 at half-time, the home side would have felt pretty pleased with their performance. Even better, 3 minutes into the second half, they had their fourth try whenever they forced a 5-metre scrum. The ball was moved left. It was then recycled, and their winger Tom McClellan went over, making it 22-3. A late tackle on the right half, so I saw Wilson convert a penalty to make it 25-3. But then the visitors came back strongly for 15 minutes. Firstly, they got over onto the post with their wing forward Lewis Ray, Cleland converting, bringing it back to 25-10. And then with 4 minutes left, there was a loose kick hacked on by Ballymoney, and their winger Aaron Brown, he went over, making it 25-15. But the home team had the final say. A ball broke loose on the 25. McCleary picked it up, made ground, and a lovely pass. So winger Stuart Roddy go over, Wilson converting, making it 32-15. So very much a Limavady's game today. They got 5 points from that game with their try bonus point. But they'll be more than pleased with the performance, especially against the side that's lying third in the league. And certainly they will be very pleased with that performance. So the final score here at the John Hunter Grounds in Rugby Championship 2 was Limavady 32, Ballymoney 15.